So, it's the second day of Dog Days of Podcasting, and I'm wandering in my car. Obviously, I haven't fully hit my stride yet. And I know I promised I would talk about my game, and I probably will. Thursday night is a game night. Not my game, another game. And we kind of meandered around a science fiction plot in this case. Why am I sitting in my car? Well, it's too warm. Honestly, it's been a month and a half, I think, of warm weather now. And it's not warm weather as many parts of the world will understand it. I get it. But it's warm weather that we don't normally get for this extended period of time. You're looking at 30 degree centigrade or Celsius during the day. But the humidity is so high, at one point it was expected to be 41, 42 with humidity. And while that can be in a temperature which people can get used to, we can't get used to it. We don't have it long enough. And furthermore, the humidity jump is so intense that it messes with you. You can't relax. I don't like to go to bed sweating. Unless I have a fever, that makes it legitimate. So I'm hiding in my car. I've got the AC on in my car. You might be able to hear it. I'm just on my way back into the apartment, which is going to be a hot, sweaty mess. I'm not really in the good way. So, it wouldn't be very New Brunswick of me if I didn't start with the weather. Also, it's what I typically do every day. As my noontime show, I start off with the weather. And I've found 1,000 ways to vary it up a little bit from here and there. It's a form of storytelling, although not much. And today, in fact, I dodged my own show. I manufactured a repeat. And because I wanted to be out at noon. Doing a noontime show means it's very difficult for me to get noontime events. But this year I said, no, I'm going to go to the Notable Acts Theater Festival as much as I can make. I mentioned last night I went to the Walking Theater. At noontime, I was for the Outdoor Theater. Street Scenes? Is that what they call their lunchtime one? Anyway. It was over in a place called the Picaroons Roundhouse. Picaroons is a local microbrewery. It seems kind of funny to call them a microbrewery, given how much they produce in this area. They're very fine product, but they're also very fine people, and they built up this roundhouse, which is a combination of, majority of it is set for the brewery. They have a small restaurant there. They have a large space that we've actually, as a radio station, held some of our events. They have fundraising events in there, concerts, that sort of stuff all the time. And they have, what I did not realize, this enormous outdoor patio where we were sitting. And it was noontime in the strongest of sun, bright sun, no shade. I'm pretty sure that parts of me have turned red, although I don't think it's quite that bad. I'll be finding out probably tomorrow. You know how it is that, you know, most of the time, you'll know if a suntan hits right away, but then there's those other ones that kind of sneak up on you. That's what I'm expecting tomorrow morning, is that my arms are going to be tougher, going to be bothering me. So there were three plays. This is the 10-minute competition, so the plays are roughly 10 minutes long. I want to say there were four, but I'm not going to remember them all, and I'm not going to try to remember them anyway. But they were simple plays with, say, two or three actors on the stage. The stage was just simply an area that they rearranged with a table or chair or a couple of milk crates for one of the scenes. Very snappy, short, single scene, 10-minute plays. Primarily comedy was the element that most of them were going for. Actually, I would say that all of them were comedic in that sense. The ones last night were probably much less comedic. Well, at least one of them, the one in the middle, the two monologues that were split over two locations. One of them was a hilarious 50s style robot character, and a woman, I think meant to be a younger woman, kind of talking at this robot who barely moved and kind of made the stereotypical as they moved around, joint motion sounds, but sort of musing existentially, ranting really about the lack of purpose the robots had and how it defeated our purpose to have it. It was really kind of interesting. The other one was a fellow chained to a tree in Officer Square, talking about being a time traveler and that this tree is the one that figures it all out in the future, but you cut it down before it had the final answer, making all the other trees angry. So the ones today at lunchtime, one was a woman who had been dumped a couple of months ago, was still getting over it. Her sister came back, her sister being a struggling actress in New York City. They're at a bagel shop, and the woman who, the central character, is kind of interested in the guy who's running the bagel shop. And the metaphor of always getting the same sort of thing, the plain bagel, very, very simple, never trying something new, and by the end, she wants everything, and everything bagel. So very clever, cleverly written. One of them was a sort of surrealistic take, a meta-fiction, explicitly called that in the story, about a playwright who has her own muse kind of come and explain the metafiction. It's really kind of weird. I really appreciated it, though. And then the third one that I recall, and I know there's another one in there that I'm forgetting, but the third one was about a bylaw enforcement officer who wanted to enforce a smoking distance ban. So it's hard to say that how that was funny, but it was mostly the twists and descriptions of the characters and the players. I really enjoyed that kind of theater, and I would never go back to the stage. Not that I spent any time on the stage. I had a fleeting moment in high school, my senior year of high school. I'm also tired and it's warm. In which I did a play. And it was fun. It was terrifying. And everybody says it's terrifying. It wasn't really terrifying. I just had a hard time remembering all the lines. And I screwed up a couple of times. And we did a provincial. I've done this story. I don't need to tell the story again. But suffice it to say, it arose an interest in drama in me. But I didn't really want to be on a stage. I didn't like that pressure. And so the idea of audio drama stuck around in my head for a long time. And I want to do more of it. I want to figure out how we can do more of it at the radio station. I've made a couple of attempts to do it before. And it's hard for me to maintain all the energy for it. I really want it to take off and be something I can participate in rather than driving. But I haven't quite gotten there yet. I'm going to approach the theater guru, Grand Poobah of theater, as I call him, and see if we can do something with his theater program at UNB to do audio drama. I don't know how it would fit into what he was doing. Even if it was just, hey, these actors might be interested in doing that, can we do this? Or something, I don't know. I think there's a possibility there. So I didn't talk at all about my game again. And I think tomorrow's going to be just as busy. I am trying to get organized for this. We'll see if I can manage to actually get started with it. This is Wandering Out Loud, or Seriously Wandering, as usually call this sub-series for Dog Days of Podcasting 2018. I'm Mark the Encaffeinated One. And with any luck, I'll talk to you tomorrow, not sitting in my car with the air conditioner cranked, and I'll have something a little more interesting to say. No promises, though. We'll see.